Good morning, I'm Mitchell Clam. A motorcyclist is in a critical condition following a crash in Jamboree yesterday afternoon. Just before 2 o'clock, emergency services were called to Jamboree Road near Swamp Road after a motorcycle and Land Rover Discovery collided head-on. The 21-year-old male rider was treated at the scene by paramedics before being airlifted to St George Hospital in a critical condition with leg, chest and head injuries. The 65-year-old driver of the car was not injured and taken to Shell Harbour Hospital for mandatory testing. Lake Illawarra Police are continuing inquiries. Wenjacabi SES crews have now attended to the majority of jobs which resulted from the recent rain deluge. They received more than 20 call-outs, mostly for leaking roofs. And Manager of Operational Response Dylan Whitelaw says their volunteers have also been cleaning up a number of fire-damaged trees which have had their root systems weakened by the rain.
What we see, especially with heavy rain, is the loosening of the roots that hold the trees in place, which makes the trees' system very, very weak and very easy for them to come down. Coupled with fire-damaged trees, they've been coming down very, very easily.
We're being invited to have a say on the state government's vision for the Illawarra Shoalhaven for the next 20 years. The draft Illawarra Shoalhaven Regional Plan 2041 has been released and contains a wide range of ideas it claims will maintain our lifestyle while at the same time promoting growth. It sees the Nowra City Centre as an emerging metropolis, includes a proposal to establish a country university centre at Ulladulla and endorses plans for a massive development west of Bomaderry capable of accommodating more than 9,500 new dwellings. For our comment, there's an easy-to-navigate interactive map on the Planning New South Wales website. COVID-19 will have an impact on upcoming Remembrance Day commemorations. While some low-key wreath-laying ceremonies and memorial services will be going ahead in a few places, including Bomaderry, Huskisson and Sussex Inlet, the service at Ulladulla has been cancelled. However, Milton Ulladulla RSL sub-branch Vice President Sean Hendry says people can still lay a wreath at the Anzac Memorial at the Ulladulla Ex-Servos Club or Milton Cenotaph in their own time.
They can lay a wreath or just reflect on the service that some of our servicemen gave over the years. So that's the sort of thing that can be done within COVID and being COVID safe.
And a couple of performances taking part in the Southern Highlands as part of a state government initiative called Great Southern Nights. Local opera singers Richard Lane and Lorena Gore will be performing at The Lock in Berrima on November 21 and 22. And restaurant owner Bridget Kennedy says COVID-19 has affected the entire music industry.
The production guys, it's the graphic artists, it's, you know, there are so many, you know, the extra musicians that are accompanying them. It's not just the one single artist. There's a whole ripple effect of who this is going to help.
Nowra Bomaderry Jets Rugby League Football Club have set Monday the 16th of November for their AGM. They're also asking for those interested in coaching any of their grades, including first grade and reserves, to register now. And the rainfall stall Highlands District Cricket matches and the juniors and seniors to be abandoned at the weekend. All three rep games versus the Illawarra were also cancelled. That's the latest local news, sport and info. For more news 24/7 and the greatest hits all day, check out 2st.com.au.